The volatile politics of Lebanon aren't in the headlines right now, but they will be in the spring when the country holds parliamentary elections. Lebanon's various parties are looking for votes already, wherever they may be. That includes the American University of Beirut. The students there are holding an election. And as the world's Aaron Schachter reports, that vote is seen in Beirut as a preview of the national one.
The area in front of the university's West Hall appears as a glorious tribute to democracy. A few dozen booths tout candidates for elections. There are pictures and banners and lots of free stuff. But then you start to wonder, how do student candidates afford to hand out polo shirts, baseball caps, scarves, whistles, and pens?
Where do you get money to hand out pens?
You pay for them.
You pay for the pens?
Yes.
Well, then I can't take a pen out of your pocket.
Yes, you can.
I feel guilty about it. No.
No, you shouldn't.
What group are you?
What do you mean by group? You mean political affiliation?
Yes.
There is no political affiliation. This is. We just work for the students.
Yeah, well, not entirely. Few of the groups here are just for students. Outside political forces play a big role. This group, Race for Change, is actually funded by Lebanon's pro-Syrian opposition coalition called March 8th, which they're not supposed to say, but everybody here knows. Which makes me feel a whole lot better about keeping the pen. Down the way a bit, more free stuff from the March 14th folks, the pro-Western governing coalition called here the Students at Work Party. There are other groups here at the American University of Beirut, or AUB, that purport to be independent and actually use that as a campaign platform.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Who are you guys?
We're No Frontiers.
So what is No Frontiers?
No Frontiers is a politically independent group. And we believe that political parties have no role to play in the student SRC.
What do these elections actually do? People put all this money in just kind of for the bragging rights of saying, you know, AUB is March 14th or AUB is March 8th. What does it get you?
That would be the cornerstone of Lebanese tradition, just bragging and saying you have the majority. But actually, the student representative committee can change a lot of things. We can affect certain aspects of the non-smoking policy. We try to stay realistic.
Every now and then, to be fair, they may have a demand. There are issues of concerns.
Maroon Kisirwani is Dean of Student Affairs at AUB. He's in charge of the elections, and he oversees the student council.
Like last year. Last year, they fought hard for the prices of food in the cafeteria. And they boycotted, supposedly, but the boycott did not succeed.
The cafeteria food could use some help, but that's still not exactly the sexiest reason to get into politics, which is why one guy, Abdo, and his campaign manager are actually injecting sex into the campaign. Abdo is a business student. A friend of his wrote a sign that says, "Vote for Abdo, the sexiest candidate ever." It's written that way. Really?
The whole thing is that the business school always gets a bazillion people from 14 March, and they just win automatically. People just put the list. So I was thinking, poor Abdul, he's actually independent. He's probably going to lose if no one knows who he is. I'm like, let's do something completely outrageous so people at least remember his name, remember that he's business. So if he loses, at least he loses with dignity, because we tried our best.
Between you and me, Abdul doesn't stand a chance. He's just not that sexy. Others here are also pretty blunt about the odds. Mazen Abdullah is running on the Change You May Not Understand ticket.
Deer on campus. No more cats. We replace them all with deer. Anybody want deer? Oh, yeah. Campus computers will open nothing but Facebook right here. Oh, read about it. Platform. Step right up. Red hot democracy. More change. You don't have to understand why the change is happening. Just vote for change.
You certainly have one of the most entertaining candidacies.
I don't expect anything serious to come of it. I'm just, you know, making a statement.
But Mazen is one of the few to joke about this. For Lebanon's March 8th and March 14th political coalitions, this is serious business. The American University of Beirut is one of Lebanon's most respected schools and one of its most diverse. The feeling is that as goes AUB student elections, so too may go the nationwide vote. In less than a year, Lebanon holds general elections. The unfortunate reality is that while many here will fight to the death for their parties, few actually believe their politicians make much difference, on campus or off. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.